the premiere for season 4 of the hit television show Empire. I began playing the character Warren Hall in the final episode of season 3. Cast to play the nephew of Felicia Rashad and cousin of Taye Diggs. Wow. I couldn't have asked for a better introduction until my first scene. The camera slowly pans up with a shot of me singing one of the most captivating songs ever, Born to Love You, to Jesse Smollett, who plays Jamal, my love interest, on the show. After 2 months of waiting, I finally got the offer letter and was bumped up to series regular. I realized that this was the opportunity of a lifetime, one I had been working towards my whole life. So here I was, looking out over the New York skyline, thinking about how far I'd come and how much further I still wanted to go, enjoying the feeling of success that I'd worked hard to achieve. It was a huge moment for me, although I have to admit, my mind briefly wandered to the other thoughts of the actors on the show and how for them, a night like this was almost routine, but not for me, not yet anyway. Before this, I'd worked with Tyler Perry in his touring theater plays, including Madea's Class Reunion, Meet the Browns, and What's Done in the Dark, and it's where I learned how to really kill it with an audience every night, all of which I owe to Mr. Perry. Tyler's first movie, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, was my first film, and I played the young pastor singing the soul-stirring gospel song, Father, Can You Hear Me? This movie went straight to number one, which I still regard as being nothing less than miraculous. But tonight, it was all about Empire, man. What a show. A forerunner in black entertainment, going mainstream for all audiences, of all colors and backgrounds. I loved watching it, and now I was a part of it. In my heart and soul, I knew this was a portent of great things to come. As I stood there feeling like, fuck yeah, I worked my ass off to get where I am, and now I'm ready. I was sure that nothing, not one single thing, could stop me from enjoying this night to the fullest. That is, until I noticed a series of Facebook messages light up on my phone. Looking at the display and names that kept popping up, I noticed various family members and people I haven't heard from in years. Even before I read the messages, something sunk in my soul. Hitting me like a Mack truck, I knew Mama died. Even though my heart froze, I gotta be honest and tell you my first thought was, thank you, Mama, for ruining my night. My publicist, who always kept the key to my room, knocked briefly, then came in all excited, gushing, it's time! I was silent. What's wrong? She asked. Mama died, I said without emotion. Oh my God, Terrell, your mother died? I'm sorry. No, Mama was my grandmother. But you call your grandmother Mama? She asked, looking at me with empathetic eyes. Yeah, she raised me. And Candy? Anyways, the puzzled look on her face told me she was still searching for the words to comfort me while thinking, what the hell are you talking about? You're probably wondering the same thing. Yes, Mama was my grandmother. And my mother. Well, that's a whole nother story. In fact, it's the story. I know it's all a bit confusing right now, so I won't leave you hanging. How about I tell you it from the beginning? But you better be ready for a wild ride. Get yourself a glass of whatever you like to drink and sit your ass down. This shit is gonna make the Twilight Zone look like Disneyland. And don't worry, we'll get back to this Empire night soon enough. Chapter 2. Candy. Buffalo, New York, known for its buffalo wings, heavy winter snowfalls, the infamous fruit belt, and most of all, the Buffalo Bills. Back in the mid-90s, the Bills were led by a hard-working quarterback named Jim Kelly, who was instrumental in taking the team all the way to the Super Bowl 4 times in a row. It was also during the 60s, 70s, and early 80s that the Buffalo economy boomed, centering on thriving factories like Bethlehem Steel and major tourist attractions like Niagara.